Yo, yo, peace, family, welcome back to Back the Cypher. It's your man DJ Universe, founder of Down by Law Management, back on the mic, and man, after what just went down with the Plugged In Digital Telethon, I gotta say, I'm still buzzing from the energy. For real, it wasn't just an event. We sparked off a movement. Artists and fans were vibing together in real time, sharing those raw moments you can't fake. Like, if you were there, you know what I mean. Jake Rockwell came out the gate heavy. Big Chief put that work in. Dangerous Zygos brought that wild charisma. And man, Mayhem straight up left scorch marks with his performance. I mean, dude's sound is as creative as it gets, and he had the chat going wild. But let me take y'all behind the curtain for a second. Right before we went live, I'm not even gonna cap, I had that nervous energy. You know, the type where you're looking at the countdown and your mind's racing. Are we ready? Is the tech on point? Is anybody even going to tap in? Then that beat dropped. First one of the night, and I just sat back. Watched the chat blow up. Saw the donations start coming through. People dropping comments, sharing stories, and that's when I knew. This is what community feels like. Not just watching, but actively building this thing together. See, what's wild about Plugged In is how it flips the equation. Fans ain't just spectators anymore. They're part owners of this journey. When you show up, drop your support, leave a comment, or even just tell a friend, you're investing in the whole movement. That's direct-to-consumer hip-hop. And I mean, I've been shouting about cutting out the middlemen since the first episodes, but this right here is real proof. Ain't no suits filtering the culture, just a real unfiltered connection. Funny story, I gotta share this. So during the telethon, right, somebody donates out of nowhere. Never seen the username before. And turns out, they'd never even heard of Down by Law Management before that night. They said a friend texted them, "Yo, you gotta check this out. It's different." That donation led to someone else tuning in from a whole different state, just off word of mouth. That's that ripple effect. One fan at a time, spreading like wildfire, and all of a sudden you got a whole movement lighting up across the map. Now, speaking of moves, let's break down the real mission, Legacy Makers docu-series. We got a goal, 20K for the doc's reuse license fee, and each time somebody streams, cops a T, or drops a donation, you're not just helping with a one-off project. You're fueling the docu-series, the next Columbus, Ohio block party, the Road to Legacy tour, all of it. That's how real legacy's built. Ownership of our stories, control of our art, and co-ownership of the actual content. That's generational wealth for indie artists, not just a quick payday. I'll keep it real. The last five stacks is going to lock in that license and seal the deal on my featured Legacy Makers episode. But the bigger impact is, every time you contribute, you're making it possible for us to keep throwing these events, filming the behind the scenes, giving cats from Ohio to Florida and beyond a lane to shine. So, what's next for indie artists? I think the move is using these types of digital platforms, Plugged In, our own platforms, our merch, our tours, to directly fund and own our art. If you're listening right now, you're already part of that journey. I want to hear your ideas too. Hit us in the DMs, slide through the site. Let's keep building this blueprint together. There's innovation happening in every pocket of indie hip hop, but Plugged In opens up a whole new world. It ain't just about shows and streaming. We're talking artist collabs with brands, like real partnerships where both sides win. You bring in a streetwear label, a sneaker customizer, or a tech sponsor, and now you got more resources and a bigger megaphone. And artists, don't sleep on this. Y'all can break out of the old school sales and streaming limitations. You can host workshops, feedback sessions, real-time Q&As where fans are actively shaping the direction of the movement. I want to challenge the listeners. Don't wait on permission. If there's an event coming up, a workshop, a virtual feedback session, get involved. Send your questions, vote on what comes next, show up, and make your voice matter. That's how you build a stronger squad, and make this whole platform something that lasts beyond just one or two shows. All right, now y'all know I always got to get strategic. Building sustainable growth as an indie artist is about scaling what works. That means offering exclusive content, think behind the scenes access, meet and greets, private streams, all inside plugged in. Build those membership tiers so your supporters get the inside scoop and feel like VIPs, not just backseat watchers. Tracking the community is key too. Check your engagement metrics, track revenue growth, see what kind of content really gets your people hyped. Don't just guess, check the numbers. From there, tweak the campaign. Double down on merch drops, set up new live virtual collabs. Maybe even bring in surprise guests. Where was I going with this? Oh, right, don't put your eggs in one basket. Diversify. That means merch, live events, collab projects, especially inside Plugged In, because that's where the real supporters live. Looking ahead, now's the time for indie artists to get creative with exclusive drops for Plugged In members, behind the scenes, unreleased tracks, Q&A sessions, keep your most loyal fans in the front row. And not just solo moves, either. Link up with other artists in the ecosystem, swap verses, do joint merch runs, shoot a cross-genre video. Hip-hop's always been about collaboration and standing out, so take advantage and show your versatility. And this is real important. Start using those analytics tools inside Plugged In. Find out what content your top fans are tapping into most. Use that data to get better. Don't just post and hope. The more you know your audience, the more you can tailor your next campaign, offer better perks, and ultimately grow for real. That's what's going to drive long-term sustainability in this new era. So, how do we scale this for the long run? Develop exclusive content series for your diehards. Think docuseries episodes, day-in-the-life vlogs, early access to music. Foster those collabs when artists drop cross-genre bangers inside Plugged In, the whole platform wins. And those analytics tools? Take them seriously. Use them to see what's really popping and double back to your best content. That's how you refine, grow, and give fans more of what they want. Not just for one show, but over the whole life cycle of your movement. All right, y'all. Before I get too deep on the blueprint, let me say this. We started Plugged In with a vision, and now the afterglow is real. This legacy we're building, it's for everybody who believes in this culture. So stay tuned, the tour is lining up, more episodes are coming, and if you're listening, you're already plugged in. Teamwork makes the dream work because hustle is the muscle that moves mountains, and on that note, see you next time on Back the Cipher. Gratitude, blessings, and peace.